Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, it is the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So let's get the logistics out of the way first. If you want to participate in the program, which I know that you do, you simply text the word Mike, that's the keyword, text the word Mike to 33103, 33103. Sounds like you're listening to FM 33103. Or you can always go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, and there you'll find all the social media icons if you want to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. And by the way, you ought to go over and follow me on Facebook because we have a little private group called Michael Brown Unplugged. And when you follow me there, if you want to join that club, that little private group, I should say, it's not a club. If you want to join that private group, it's really easy to do because all you have to do is just follow me on the Michael D. Brown show page and then ask to be a member of that group, and the algorithm set up to automatically let you in if you've been on Facebook, I think, for at least 6 months or something. And let's see, I think that's it. So text the word Mike to 33103 and go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, follow social media, and obviously you can – oh, I should add, too, we finally got the podcast fixed. Podcasts are fixed, and you can find those a couple of places. You can – well, if you just search for whatever your podcast player is, if you search for The Weekend with Michael Brown, you will find it. It's on iHeart, it's on iTunes, it's just – it's everywhere. But you can also get it if you're lazy and it's Saturday and you really want to work too hard. You can simply go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com and pull down the little tab over on the left and it'll pop up and you can subscribe to the podcast there. I want to talk about cancel culture for a while because there's something about cancel culture that drives me nuts. You know, I'm a firm believer that you have to understand your history, both the good and the bad of our history. Now, the history of the United States is just littered, I mean, just littered with really fantastic events and really kind of crappy events. Our history is the history of a nation born out of an American Revolution where we were going to try this grand experiment by forming a constitutional republic, and we were going to do this experiment in self-governance. And it was a grand undertaking that most of the rest of the known world at the time thought was doomed to failure. And there are times when we were pretty close to failure because we did some really stupid stuff. But I don't want any of either the good stuff or the bad stuff erased from history. And the reason for that is you have to understand where you came from to know where you're going. And I know that sounds trite, and a lot of people often say, well, you know, you can't, you know, if you don't know history, you don't know anything about it. No, it's actually a very serious, and it's an actually very truthful statement that if you've gone through your life, seriously, I want you to think about your life right now. Where are you going? Well, you don't know where you're going unless you know where you've been. Because all of the things that you have been, all the places you've been, the things that you have experienced, the opportunities that you have taken, the opportunities that you have not taken, the screw-ups that you've done, every single one of us, you know, look, and if you like, if you tell me that you've never had this experience, I know you're lying to me. But there's some point in your life, I can think of several of them, actually, where you've said something or done something that you immediately regret. And you know how you feel, like, you know, you may be I'm 6'0", 185 pounds. And suddenly you feel like you're half an inch and weigh about 2 ounces because of something dumb you really said or did. Those form our experiences. And based on those experiences, we are able to make better choices, because we all make choices about where we're going. This country is the same way. If this country is going to be a better nation, and remember, part of the grand scheme was to form a more perfect union. Not to form a perfect union, but to form a more perfect union. You may say that's contradictory in terms, because perfect by itself is perfect, and you can't be more perfect or less perfect. You're either perfect or you're not perfect. But no, the founders understood that what we were doing was we were trying to form a more perfect union, that we were not perfect, and they knew we weren't perfect at the time because slavery existed at the time. So they knew that we weren't perfect. But they were trying to put together the framework so that we could eventually evolve into an even greater nation. And that framework included, you know, a limited federal government, included a Bill of Rights that said the government can't intrude on these rights, freedom of speech, freedom to be free from, you know, unreasonable searches and seizures, the right against self-incrimination, the right of free speech, the right to keep and bear arms. Those are all efforts to help us form a more perfect union. And then we proceeded to screw it up. But we also proceeded to exceed way beyond the world's expectations. And now we're at a stage, and we can psychoanalyze and we can politically analyze why there is this cancel culture, this wokeness that says if you're not woke, or if we don't cancel certain things, then, I don't know, you're racist, you're homophobic, you're xenophobic, you're, you know, misogynist, you're whatever label they want to throw on you, because you oppose something being canceled. I oppose I oppose everything being canceled. I don't want to eliminate anything from our history, because we can learn from all of it. Now, on the other hand, some people might say, well, but who cares? You know, we need to worry about today. Well, my argument is we can't worry about today or tomorrow if we haven't thought about yesterday, or even worse, if we have put our blinders on so that we can't see anything in the past. If we can't see anything in the past, then how do we know how we can make things better in the future? Now, I grew up in an era where John Wayne, was an American icon. He was an American icon because he, at that time, emblematizing, the rugged individualism that made America great. And that is what made America great. Regardless of your skin color, regardless of your station in life, regardless of your economic circumstances, it was the individual, rugged individualism of everyone. Let's take some different categories. Those who decided to, you know, go past, think, all of you on the East Coast, think about this right now. You know, there's this famous New Yorker magazine cover map of New York City. And it shows New York City, and then it shows the Hudson River, and then on the map, everything west of the Hudson River is just this kind of unknown, like, ooh, what's out there? It's like way out in Star Trek land somewhere. Well, think about people that ventured way beyond the Hudson River, and they got to St. Louis, Missouri, and then decided to go trek even further west from St. Louis, across the Great Plains, across the Rocky Mountains, across the Utah Desert, and finally made their way all the way to the Pacific Coast. And they made it to Washington, what eventually became Washington and Oregon and California, what eventually became British Columbia. Think about that trek. Just think about that. So that took rugged individualism. Think about once the slaves were freed. They had to continue to fight. They continued to fight the bigotry and the prejudice and all of that that was going on in the South, and they had to fight that for decades. But it was their rugged individualism, and it was their rugged determination that got them to where they were. Think about the American Indian. Think about what we did to the American Indian. You know, as someone who has a grandfather who was a Cherokee Indian, and his parents and great-grandparents, and the stories that we were told about them traveling the Trail of Tears from the East Coast to be forced onto settlements in Texas, what was eventually Texas and Indian Territory, the Republic of Texas, Indian Territory, which eventually became the state of Oklahoma. They survived based on rugged individualism. Now, we could put a footnote there for any minorities that they continue to struggle when you look at, you know, you look at inner cities or you look at ghettos or you look at reservations. We have, that's still a pimple on our history, on our butt of history. And we ought to be ashamed of it. And we ought to understand exactly why are we doing this? And we ought to stop it. But John Wayne, at that time, symbolized that rugged individualism for those Americans who were predominantly white middle-class Americans. But that's why they got to be canceled. That's why John Wayne has to be canceled. Now, he remains such a cultural giant that despite their efforts, Democrats haven't even attempted, as far as I could find over the past couple of days, they have not even attempted to change the name of John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California. But a disgraceful, I don't think disgraceful is the right word, but an incident from Hollywood history may give them the pretext they need to do so. On March 27, 1973, actor Marlon Brando declines the American Academy, the Motion Picture Association of America, declines the Academy Award for Best Actor for his career-reviving performance in The Godfather. A Native American actress by the name of Sasheen Littlefeather, she attended the ceremony in Brandon's place. And she said she said something. And I want you to hear what she said I take that back. I'm going to tell you I want you to hear what she said, but that's not what I really want to see if you pick up. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. Go to the website, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. Download the podcast, follow me on social media, and when we get back, a little test for you. I'm going to play the clip from March 27, 1973, and I want to see if you pick up on what bugs me about that clip. I'll be right back.
Now, I'm one of the lucky 25% of Americans with more than $500 in savings right now. But I had a real problem. I was getting hit by people wanting to sell me shiny new investments I didn't understand. ETFs or coins that were going to the moon. I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like my feet on the ground and my investments. When I spoke to the team at Noble Gold, they didn't boast that anything was going into orbit. They told me that my money would do better than inflation. And with precious metals or a gold IRA, I would actually get real gold and not a certificate. That sounds more like it, huh? If you've been thinking of precious metals, Noble Gold has just won the top pick for IRA providers out of 18 in the Consumer Affairs rankings. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. This gift is for qualified IRA rollovers only. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's give it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but it ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Talking about wokeness. Wokeness coupled with cancel culture. Because quite frankly, it's driving me nuts. And it's driving me nuts because I think that I don't mean to put a tinfoil hat on. But I think the idea of this wokeness coupled with cancel culture is a way that popular culture today, plus the political realm, is trying to get us to feel badly or guilty or uncomfortable, whatever it might be, with addressing really serious issues that we ought to face in this country. Serious issues. Not stupid issues, but serious issues. So I was giving the example of John Wayne, and now there's an attempt to cancel John Wayne because, well, I mean, he's a white guy that personifies rugged individualism. Well, I could find a lot of Native Americans. I could find a lot of Asian Americans. I could find a lot of Black Americans. I could find a lot of Irish Americans. I could find a lot of Jewish Americans that also exemplify rugged individualism. But at the time that John Wayne was popular, the movie industry was playing to a certain class or category of people, trying to get them into movie theaters to make money. Now, how is what Hollywood was doing then different than what any website or streaming service or anything else is doing today? They're trying, whether it's clickbait or it's a streaming service or whatever it is, they're trying to get eyeballs. And it's really no different than what I'm doing. Now, I'm doing what I do for several reasons. One, I get paid well. Two, I enjoy the hell of it. I have a lot of fun. I find it challenging. And I'm, in fact, I love what I do so much that, well, it's a weekend. It's Saturday. A lot of my friends are out doing other things. What am I doing? I'm sitting in a studio talking to you. And I'm having a freaking blast doing it. So I do it because I love it, but I also do it because, well, it pays well, and I want to attract as large of an audience. You know, Rush Limbaugh used to say that. It just dawned on me. Rush used to say that his job was to gather as large of a possible, as big of an audience as possible in order to charge exorbitant advertising rates. Well, I kind of do that too, but I also do it because I want to draw as large of an audience as I can because, quite frankly, I think, you know, maybe I'm a little egotistical, but I think what I have to say might be of interest to some people. Or it might cause some people to think differently about something. And that's what I want you to think about when it comes to wokeness and cancel culture. Because having grown up in John Wayne as just a middle-class white kid in Oklahoma at the time, John Wayne, to me, personified that rugged individualism that, you know, just got crap done. And I like that. So let's go back to Marlon Brando. March 27, 1973. He has been nominated and won the nomination and the Oscar for Best Actor in The Godfather. Now, you know, you've seen The Godfather. Damn good acting, right? Here's the acceptance from that night.
From a director named Ingmar Bergman. Often to be most eloquent is to be silent.
You're quite right. The film we've just seen has said it all. I think we should say that those nominated for the best performance by an actor are
Marlon Brando in The Godfather,
Michael Caine in Sleuth,
Laurence Olivier in Sleuth,
Peter O'Toole in The Ruling Class,
Paul Winfield in Sounder. The winner is Marlon Brando in The Godfather.
Accepting the award for Marlon Brando, Godfather, Miss Justine Rosenfeller.
Marlon is going to hand-throw the Oscar as he pushes it away and approaches the mic.
Hello. My name is Sasheen Littlefeather. I'm Apache, and I'm president of the National Native American Affirmative Image Committee. I'm representing Marlon Brando this evening, and he has asked me to tell you in a very long speech, which I cannot share with you presently because of time, but I will be glad to share with the press afterwards, that he very regretfully cannot accept this very generous award.
He cannot accept the award. When we get back, I want you to listen to the audience. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional with My Computer Career. IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA.
CHOQ.com, code USA.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Hey everyone, Kevin Cry here. I'd like to invite you to listen to my new radio show every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We'll be talking about everything Shasta County, family, work, recreation, and the topics most important to all of us living here in the Great North State. We'll have roundtable discussions and different guests every week to share with all of you what is going on in Shasta County. Join me, Kevin Cry, every Tuesday right here from 6 to 7 p.m. Looking forward to seeing you soon.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
And as you just heard, you are listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. And I am Michael Brown, and it is The Weekend. Text your comments, your pithy comments. I love to use the word pithy because people think that that is a bad word. Go look it up. I love pithy comments. If you have a pithy comment, that's actually a good thing. And you can do that by just texting the word Mike to 33103. Mike to 33103. We're talking about Marlon Brando in the context of wokeness and cancel culture. There is an attempt going on by what I refer to as the woke crowd, which I think is going to raise some issues, but the woke crowd is part of, or is actually driving cancel culture, and I think going back in time, using John Wayne as an example, going back in time and listening to this crowd in Hollywood, when Marlon Brando is actually receiving an Oscar, I want you to think about this. If you're a Hollywood actor or actress, you know, I was chastised the other day. I said something about a Hollywood actress. And, it was last night. And somebody said, you don't have to say actress anymore. You can say actor. That actor includes both actor and actress. And I just kind of looked at this person like, seriously? Because isn't that like, I don't know, is actor now all-inclusive? See how, this is how stuff gets in your brain. And this is how wokeness and how political correctness infects your brain. And I try to, and somebody joked in the text messages about the tinfoil hat. Yeah, and so I try to keep the tinfoil hat on to keep some of that stuff out so that I just speak my mind, because I always want to just speak my mind. So back to this award ceremony. You're about to receive the highest honor that an actor or actress can receive in Hollywood, and that's the Oscar for Best Actor or Actress. And Marlon Brando is winning it for The Godfather. Listen to
accepting the award for Marlon Brando.
Now, here's the Native American woman. Her name is Littlefeather, Sasheen Littlefeather. She's walking up on stage. Roger Moore from the James Bond films is about to hand her the Oscar, and she pushes it aside and steps to the microphone.
The Godfather, Miss Sasheen Littlefeather.
Hello, my name is Sasheen Littlefeather. I'm Apache, and I am president of the National Native American Affirmative Image Committee. I'm representing Marlon Brando this evening, and he has asked me to tell you in a very long speech, which I cannot share with you presently because of time, but I will be glad to share with the press afterwards, that he very regretfully cannot accept this very generous award. And the reasons for this being are the treatment of American Indians today by the film industry. Excuse me. And on television, in movie reruns, and also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee. I beg at this time that I have not intruded upon this evening, and that we will, in the future, our hearts and our understandings will meet with love and generosity. Thank you on behalf of Marlon Brando.
Did you catch it? Now, the boos were overtaken by the applause. What were the boos for? Now, remember, this audience is no different than any other audience at any other, you know, Academy Awards presentation. They're all just a bunch of Hollywood muckety-mucks. And are they PO'd because Marlon Brando's not there? Are they PO'd because she's there? Are they PO'd because he's refusing to accept the award? Why the boos? And her description of the way Native Americans have been portrayed in film is what she was trying to get across, and that was representative of Marlon Brando's position, that Native Americans had been poorly represented in movies and theaters. Now, whether that is an accurate depiction of the event, or whether you believe that is an accurate depiction of how Native Americans were portrayed, I think all of that is irrelevant. Because I'm not going to call Sasheen Littlefeather a liar. And I'm not going to call her a liar for a couple of reasons. Number one, I don't know whether she's lying or not. I have no basis upon which to call her a liar. But if I were to call her a liar, because I don't believe that Native Americans have ever been improperly portrayed in the movies back in 1973, or for that matter, back in 2021, ancient history, it could get me canceled. Now, it's not going to get me canceled from this program. It's not going to get me canceled from my program in Denver because, well, iHeart and Premier has a really great policy of we want you to talk about what you want to talk about. I've never been told ever in radio about what I can or cannot talk about. But what about the cancel culture? Because how far have we gone? How far have we descended into this cancellation? I want to go back in history again. 1993, it's either 1993 or 1994, I'm not sure when. Arsenio Hall. Arsenio Hall is doing, you know, if you've ever been to these late night shows, the late night comedians, just as Arsenio Hall does in this one, they come out before the show actually begins, and they kind of, you know, get the audience stirred up. And then they go back, and then they play the intro, and the star comes out, and Arsenio comes out, and there are a group of protesters from an organization called Queer Nation, and they're in the back of the audience, and they're really PO. They are so pissed off because Arsenio Hall, according to them, has never had, or at least in their mind, has never had the right gay guests on his show. Do you think that any, I want you to consider all these circumstances, late night TV, black host, the people that are representing the group called Queer Nation are two or three white guys, and they interrupt Arsenio Hall's monologue. He walks up to them in the audience and proceeds to pretty much read them the Riot Act.
What are you here for? When Harvey has something I'm interested in, I'll bring him on the show. But this is my show, okay? This is my show. This is my show. You understand? This is my show. This is my show, man. You think I haven't had somebody on the show because they're gay? What's wrong with you, man? I'm black. I'm black, man. I'm black, man. I'm the biggest minority you know about. I don't want to hear that gay trash, man. I got gay friends I've had on the show. Because you don't know them, or it ain't who you want on the show, you got a problem with it. If you want to book it, get yourself a show.
He goes on to, you know, I'm sorry, I interrupted. One of the best parts is right here.
I don't want to hear that gay trash, man. I got gay friends I've had on the show. Because you don't know them, or it ain't who you want on the show, you got a problem with it. If you want to book it, get yourself a show. Now sit down, so I can do the show.
Now sit down, so I can do the show. Now, previous to that, I edited part of the clip. He talked about how he had had Elton John and others on his program. My question to you is, could that be done today? And if it could be done, is there a particular group of people that could get by with that? Or that couldn't get by with that? Could I get by with that? Could you get by with that? Could Arsenio Hall today get by with that? You see, I believe that the woke crowd using cancel culture is, in essence, practicing censorship and telling us what we can and cannot believe, read, accept, not accept, that there is only one, there's only one book, I'm using a book euphemistically, there's only one book by which we can all sing the hymns from, And it's the hymnal of wokeness. And if we dare speak, sing, preach, think, or do anything outside the hymnal that the woke crowd gives to us, then we can't say it and we can't do it. And that's what destroys history. And that's what happens when political movements, social movements, cultural movements move in and start telling you what you can and cannot believe. Let me just say this. I've said this 1,000 times in 15 years on radio. There are bigots out there. There always have been and there always will be. But I don't want to censor a bigot. I don't want to censor someone who is misogynist or homophobic or transphobic or any of the phobias that you want. I don't care what they just name them all. I don't care. And you know why? Because I want to know who they are. I want to know who the bigots are. I want to know who the people are that, and I want to know the people. You don't have to be bigoted. I want to know the people who disagree with me, because that gives me the opportunity to make my case. But if we're all so afraid because of wokeness and cancel culture, if we're all afraid to say anything or to think anything, then we've destroyed the very foundation upon which this country is founded, and that is what the woke crowd, in my opinion, is trying to do today. And it bothers the hell out of me. Because rather than trying to debate issues on the merit, they would rather just shut down the debate. They'd rather take that issue and make it so unacceptable that you can't even talk about it. Well, you can apply that to almost any aspect, good or bad. It doesn't make any difference. But if you take that attitude, and if you take that kind of what I believe the woke crowd does, and you apply it to, say, American history or world history, religious history, you know, pop culture history, whatever it may be, then you'll never understand why we are where we are today and what direction we're headed. I literally was making a road trip one time, and I had stopped at like a little diner in the middle of nowhere. And this is back before you had a smartphone or you had GPS in your car, you had any of that. You had a road map. And I'm looking on the map. And I asked a gentleman at a table, I said, I'm trying to point at the map. I'm like, can you tell me exactly where I am here? And he in all seriousness looked up at me and said, well, son, if I knew where I was, I could tell you where you were going. And it struck me as hilarious. If I knew where I was, I could tell you where I was going. I'm able to tell you where you're going. But his point is actually very philosophical. If you don't know where you are, and you don't know how you got from point A to point B, how do you know if you're headed to point C, D, E, F, or X, Y, Z? That's what's happening to us. And I want to fight it every step that I possibly can. Because whatever our history is, I want us to know our history. Because that's how we make ourselves better. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. What do you think about this? What do you think? Text me, 33103. And be sure and go to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Follow me on all the social media icons and download the podcast. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Now, I'm one of the lucky 25% of Americans with more than $500 in savings right now. But I had a real problem. I was getting hit by people wanting to sell me shiny new investments I didn't understand. ETFs or coins that were going to the moon. I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like my feet on the ground.
and my investments. When I spoke to the team at Noble Gold, they didn't boast that anything was going into orbit. They told me that my money would do better than inflation, and with precious metals or a gold IRA, I would actually get real gold and not a certificate. That sounds more like it, huh? If you've been thinking of precious metals, Noble Gold has just won the top pick for IRA providers out of 18 in the Consumer Affairs rankings. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. This gift is for qualified IRA rollovers only. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Poker is coming back to Wind River Resort and Casino. We are excited to reopen our poker room and bring you the thrill of live hosted poker tables Thursday through Sunday from 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. The chips are stacking up and we're going all in with a grand reopening Thursday, September 1st at 6 p.m. We are raising the limit with Texas Hold'em games. Join us for splash pots and giveaways from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. For all the details, download the Wind River app or see WindRiver.com.
And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Redding at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
You can participate in the program. You text the word Mike to 33103, 33103, and you can go to the weekendwithmichaelbrown.com where you can follow me on social media, and you can download the podcast and stream us live, do all of that. So my theory for this hour has been that the woke crowd using cancel culture is forcing us into this fear. Now, some people are fearful of it more than others. I don't fear it at all. I find myself occasionally laughing. For example, last night when someone told me that the word actor is fine with the word actress, or that you can just use the word actor, and that's now all-inclusive. And I thought to myself, well, I need to get my Orwellian Newspeak dictionary out because, you know, we went from, for example, you know, a stewardess on an airplane to a flight attendant, And then he went from flight attendants to the FAs. So I'm never really sure what word you're supposed to use or not use. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, has made a point because he understands that this wokeness can easily destroy the country. And so speaking to a group of people the other day, he had this to say.
And these different things, it's a very oppressive ideology. It's totally divorced from reality. And I think in Florida, and we need this to be true in Pennsylvania, around the country, we can't just stand idly by while woke ideology ravages every institution in our society. We must fight the woke in our schools. We must fight the woke in our businesses. We must fight the woke in government agencies. We can never, ever surrender to woke ideology. And I'll tell you this, the state of Florida is where woke goes to die.
See, I could be a smartass here, which I routinely am. Florida's where wokeness goes to die. I thought Florida was where old people from New York went to die. See? Oh, but Michael, that's politically incorrect. You can't say that. Well, I just did. You know, little pun there. So, wokeness goes to Florida to die. I thought it was old farts from New York that went to Florida to die.
Now, states like Florida have really been the vanguard of protecting people from the poor policies of the Biden administration. And I think if you have a governor here working with your legislature, that'll be some of the best protection you can have, to have somebody like Doug Mastriano fighting back for you.
Now, he goes into the political part of it. So what is, for example, corporate wokeness? Well, ESG, environmental, social, and governance. We've talked about this before in the program. I don't want a company that I've invested in to be focused on wokeness. I want that company to be focused on, I'm not saying, you know, I wouldn't go out and destroy the planet. I don't want them to go out and destroy, you know, dirty the air or dirty the water. But I do want them to return an investment on the money that I put into that company that makes certain products that I believe in and that I think are good for the world or good for me. I want them to return a good investment on my a good ROI on my investment. Environmental, social, and governance, that's what the woke crowd uses to try to force wokeness into these publicly traded companies. And I think that's where we're going wrong.
Is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional with My Computer Career. IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 811 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Apple has released an upgrade to fix a security breach. It could allow hackers to seize control of iPhones and several other popular Apple devices. Lisa Flagmeyer, Executive Director of the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
We don't know yet if anybody has exploited this, if there are some highly targeted individuals maybe that were compromised because of this, but those stories will probably be forthcoming the more we learn about this. I wouldn't be surprised.
Flagmeyer says if you have not updated your devices, do it now. Former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker says abuse of the law used to carry out the FBI raid on former President Trump reveals a lot about the party in power.
And the fact that the left is silent when it's to their benefit politically tells you everything about the modern left. The left is corrupt. They don't stand for the rule of law. They stand for the rule of power.
Former Acting Attorney General Whitaker was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn says if Republicans should win control of Congress in November, they should put a freeze on federal salaries and hiring.
I've not met a single person that thinks it's a good idea to have 87,000 new IRS agents when we cannot get people hired to work on the southern border.
Virginia's new Republican governor, Glenn Youngkin, is urging GOP candidates to follow his example and focus on the issues voters care about most but are being ignored by and large by the Democrats in power.
When elected officials spend time on extraneous topics, not understanding these kitchen table issues, then that's when voters turn the tide and take a blue state like Virginia and turn it red, just like we did last November.
Youngkin says voters' top concerns are education, the cost of living, and public safety. More from townhall.com.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-909-4747. 800-909-4747. 800-909-4747.
Foot Locker names a new chief executive.
Former Ulta Beauty CEO Mary Dillon will replace Richard Johnson, who will retire next month after leading the athletic retailer since 2014. Dillon will take over the top position at Foot Locker effective September 1st. Dillon led beauty retailer Ulta Beauty from 2013 to 2021 as it doubled its numbers of stores and loyalty memberships. John Scott reporting.
The Big Ten has announced its new 7-year media rights deal with Fox, NBC, and CBS that is believed to be the richest ever struck with a college sports conference. The conference's soon-to-be 16-member universities eventually will share more than $1 billion in revenue per year. Starting in 2024, when USC and UCLA join the conference, Big Ten football Saturdays will be structured much like the NFL. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. New York City officials have put out a hit on an unpopular insect.
If you see a spotted lanternfly, stomp it. Kill on site requests in New York City and elsewhere are part of public campaigns to fight an invasive insect now massing and feeding on plants around much of the eastern United States. Though pretty with red wing markings, the spotted lanternfly is a nuisance and a threat. In cities, it swarms outside buildings and lands on pedestrians. It excretes a sticky substance called honeydew that can collect on outdoor furniture. The sap-sucking insects are also a threat to grapes and other agricultural crops. Keith Peters reporting.
Apple is warning iPhone users to download an upgrade released this week to close a security hole that could be exploited by hackers. And several other popular Apple products, in addition to the iPhone, are at risk. Experts are warning that everybody with an iPhone should install that update as quickly as possible. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary, 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Glad to have you with me. I mean, I really am. Despite what some people might tell you, I really am glad to have you with me. So here's how you participate in the program. We make it really easy for you. We make it easy for all you goobers. So if you want to text me, you just text the word Mike. By the way, that's spelled M-I-K-E if you're a graduate of public education. To this number, 33103. Just text the word Mike to 33103 and tell me what you want to say. Ask me whatever questions it is, whatever you want to do. Just text the word Mike to 33103. Then if you want to follow me on social media or you want to download the podcast, you want to do all of that, you can simply do that by going to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. So those are the rules of engagement. Write them down. They're not going to change. We finally got the text number worked out, 33103. Let's get going. So I got to quit using the word so much. It drives me nuts. It's a tick that I have. So. I want you to think for a moment about the dollars that you have in your wallet. Oh, Michael, I don't have any money in my pocket. Well, okay, pretend that you've got a dollar bill in your pocket. The value of the American dollar is not going to be only the victim of all the inflationary spending blowout that the Democrats have just instantly called the Inflation Reduction Act. Have you ever thought about, I mean, speaking of Orwell's, you know, Newspeak Dictionary, Inflationary Reduction Act or Inflation Reduction Act? Tell me, explain to me how it is that when you spend money that we don't have, you're putting money on the credit card, because that's what Democrats are doing without any Republican votes. It's a partisan issue in that regard, but it's also an all-American issue in this regard. We're spending money that we do not have. And whether people want to, you know, here's what I hear other people say. Well, you know, Michael, we don't have the money to spend on that because we're spending too much money on X. And usually X is the U.S. military. If you look at a pie chart, for example, of the U.S. government, the federal government's budget, the spending on military makes up a little bit less than a third of all federal spending. What's the rest of the spending? The majority of that spending, not all of it, but the majority of the spending at the federal level, is what's called transfers. Taking money from one person and giving that money to another person. You see, we have shifted this economy over the past, I would say, well, since the Eisenhower administration. Because Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex. And so we have shifted over that time, actually maybe going back to FDR. Well, truthfully, let's go all the way back to Woodrow Wilson. Because Woodrow Wilson truly is the father of modern progressive politics. And so it became acceptable that what we were going to do, now don't get me wrong, I think we ought to have a social safety net. But the social safety net that I think that we should have in this country is one that truly protects the poorest of the poor that are truly dirt poor or that have no means to support themselves. They're born with birth defects, they're born with, you know, whatever disabilities they have, and they truly cannot care for themselves. They cannot be a productive member of society. So I am not an anarchist in that regard. I think we do need some level of social safety net. But the problem is, when you do that, the first time you take a dollar from a taxpayer and you transfer, because this is what transfer payments are. This is the majority of the federal budget. It's you and I look at your paycheck, and look at those taxes that you pay. Those go to the U.S. Treasury, and then they get spread out among the executive branch, and then they spend that money by transferring that dollar to another American citizen. Transfer payments. Now, those come in all forms. Yes, it includes Social Security. Social Security is not a retirement program. Social Security is a transfer program. Because right now, well, I don't know if we've actually reached the tipping point or not, but we're going to reach a tipping point where there are more consumers of Social Security funds than there are workers contributing to that fund. Medicare, Medicaid, all the welfare programs, SNAP, unemployment, everything, all of these are transfer payments. But I want you to think about one singular transfer dollar, because this is how government works. And this is what happens to, and I think it happens to the most well-intentioned people in our society. Once you see that $1 is taken from a taxpayer and given to someone who is less fortunate than you, human nature says, oh, good. Isn't that great? They gave that person a dollar, and that helped that person. And suddenly, this is just human nature, I no longer have to help that individual because the government's doing it for me. And that's why politicians love transfer payments, because what it does is it enables them to go out and campaign on the idea that they want to help those that are less fortunate than the rest of us. And then the rest of us, who are more fortunate than others, not everybody, but I would say this as a general rule, we then abdicate our own personal compassion to care for others. We abdicate that to the federal government. And the federal government knows that we do that. And then the federal government, whether it's Medicaid, Social Security, or anything else, then uses that as a political tool for them to remain in power. How many times do you hear, because I sincerely believe this about Social Security, I sincerely believe that Social Security should be stopped today. But listen closely. I know people can take what I just said out of context, but listen closely. What we should do is we should say everyone on Social Security, or say anyone that's nearing, I don't know, within 5 years, 10 years, whatever the appropriate range is, if we're going to grandfather you in. But all of you young new people that are now entering the workforce, we're going to allow you, and I don't care whether it's a government-run program, although I prefer it to be purely privatized, I would rather see those people be required, in order to prevent them from having to be dependent upon the government later in life, of somehow mandating that they invest in a retirement program. Because when you look at your amount that you've contributed to social, you can do this. You can go on to ssa.gov, and you can look at your contributions to Social Security from the very first day that you worked. I'm not going to tell you, because I looked at mine, and I'm not going to tell you the year that it was, because some people are going to go, oh, my God, really? That was your first year of working? You must be like 1,000 years old. So I'm not going to tell you what year it was. But you can go on yours, and you can look. And you can see every year how much you've contributed towards Social Security. Then I want you to take that amount, and I want you to take it. Now, you know how everybody always plays the game that, you know, had I invested $1 in Apple stock, or had I invested $1 in Berkshire Hathaway when they first started the day, I'd be a billionaire. Well, I want you to play that game with your Social Security money. And I want you to put it in, the total amount that you paid in, and say that you started investing in EFTs or you started investing in some sort of mutual fund or whatever, and see what your return on investment is for your own money and what you could retire on versus what Social Security is paying for you. If everybody in the country did that, there'd be a revolution tomorrow about Social Security. And I think the same is true for Medicaid. But here's what happens. Because once people start receiving a benefit, imagine your employer, a private employer, offers you a benefit. And that benefit is that they give you an extra, I don't know, $100 a month, just some random number out of my butt. They give you an extra $100 a month, and that is for you to buy lunch for a month. Whether that covers your lunch costs for a month or not, I don't care. That's not the point. The point is this. Once your employer gives you that $100 a month, doesn't come out of your paycheck, although technically you could argue that it does come out of your paycheck, because if they have a certain amount set aside for salaries and benefits, and they're going to give you $100, that's really $100 less than paying in salary. So it goes back to my point that there's no free lunch. But set that aside for a moment. And just because the point I want to make about the $100 is this. You become hooked on that. You become hooked on it, and it becomes a benefit that suddenly you feel entitled to. Well, iHeart's been giving me $100 a month for lunch for the past 15 years, and they're taking it away? Well, they're going to pay holy hell for that. And the same is true with the government. So what does all that have to do? What does all of that have to do with the Inflation Reduction Act? Because this is government spending that we do not have. That means we have to put it on the euphemistically called the government credit card, which means that our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, probably our great-grandchildren, are going to be paying for this in higher taxes and higher interest on the debt. Which means, quite frankly, you have less money to spend on social welfare programs, and you have less money to spend on the military, and you have less money to spend on the environment. You have less money to spend on everything because your interest rate has gone up. That's what's happening to us right now. But the Democrats' spending and the spending blowout is going to hurt the middle class. And just to give you a little tease, it's also going to hurt Eagles. And I don't mean the band. It's going to hurt Eagles, too. How? Stay tuned. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. Go to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Follow me on social media. It's going to hurt the middle class and the Eagles? That's coming up next.
Now, I'm one of the lucky 25% of Americans with more than $500 in savings right now. But I had a real problem. I was getting hit by people wanting to sell me shiny new investments I didn't understand. ETFs or coins that were going to the moon. I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like my feet on the ground and my investments. When I spoke to the team at Noble Gold, they didn't boast that anything was going into orbit. They told me that my money would do better than inflation, and with precious metals or a gold IRA, I would actually get real gold and not a certificate. That sounds more like it, huh? If you've been thinking of precious metals, Noble Gold has just won the top pick for IRA providers out of 18 in the Consumer Affairs rankings. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. This gift is for qualified IRA rollovers only. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Well, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So we're talking about the Inflation Reduction Act and how it's going to really affect middle-class Americans and Eagles. Let's first talk about the middle class. According to the Congressional Budget Office, the Inflation Reduction Act, which was crammed through by Democrats without a single Republican vote, which they're entitled to do, I agree, elections have consequences, so they're entitled to do this. So if you don't like what they're doing, you might want to reconsider how you voted next time. It's going to hit middle-class working Americans hard in the wallet with $20 billion in new taxes at a time when you and I can least afford it. I want you to think about now, I don't know how much this figure has changed since last weekend, but inflation for the month of June was 9.1% year over year. And it was 8.6% in July. The average American spent an additional $436 every month because of increased costs, because of inflation. And now on top of that, they want to add $20 billion in new taxes when you can least afford it. Now, I know nobody talks about this. Everybody, because if you listen to the dominant media, if you listen to what I refer to as the cabal, which is this unholy alliance between the dominant media, big tech, and the ruling elite, those that rule over us, like overlords, they don't want you to know this. But their own joint tax committee and the Congressional Budget Office are the ones being truthful about it. But that gets buried. It gets buried on the evening news. It gets buried in the algorithms, depending on what you're, if you're looking at Facebook or Twitter or whatever, because they don't want you to know this. $20 billion in new taxes at the same time that you're already paying an additional $435, $436, whatever it is per month, because of inflationary costs of everything that you buy every single day. So not only is the middle class getting hammered with $20 billion in new taxes over the next decade, but then you got on top of that the 87,000 new IRS agents that they're added to the they're being added to the agency, roughly doubling the force. And they're going to be busy auditing middle class Americans, because that's the majority of people who get audited by the IRS. Very few agents are used to audit those that are the so-called millionaires and billionaires, because those are the hardest and most difficult audits to do. It's really easy to go after middle-class Americans. Now, an audit doesn't mean that there's an IRS agent that's going to come knocking on your door. Generally speaking, most audits are what are called letter audits. But still, that's what these additional 87,000 agents are going to be doing. Now, the IRS will claim, well, we need these additional agents because we have a lot of people retiring. Well, okay, but you don't have 87,000 retiring. So there's still a delta between the number of agents, whatever it might be, that retire versus the increase to 87,000. Whether that's 67,000 or 57,000, whatever it is, it's still an increase in the overall budget and manpower of the IRS, the most feared agency in the entire federal government. The Congressional Budget Office's conclusion echoes that of, as I said, the Joint Committee on Taxation, that determined that the $80 billion will be spent on an IRS expansion program that will end up targeting small business owners. Now, before you say, but Michael, I'm not a small business owner. You may work for one. That may be where you buy goods and services. And in fact, that small business owner might be the millionaire next door that doesn't make $1 million, but he has $1 million in assets because he has a small business that employs 6, 7, 8, 10, 12, 15 people, whatever it is, and those people provide more money out to the economy, that he supports all of those families, all of those individuals, and yet he's barely able to make maybe $100,000, $200,000 a year. And he's doing all of that. So Biden just arrogantly signed the bill, having repeatedly promised not to raise taxes on anyone making less than $400,000 a year. So Senator Mike Crapo, yeah, that's his name, Crapo, C-R-A-P-O. He's a Republican from Idaho. He introduced a bill, an amendment, to protect Americans from increased IRS scrutiny under this bill, but it was shot down by the Democrats all along party lines because they continue to follow the advice of Marx that you crush the middle class between the millstones of taxation and inflation, and that's what's going on. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 33103. Go to the Weekend with Michael Brown. More about the Eagles coming up next.
Recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional. With My Computer Career, IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Whether you're squeezing in that last-minute summer vacation, taking the kids back to school shopping, or even back to school, don't forget to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at kcnr1460.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back, all you goobers. The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You're going to send me a text message. You text the word Mike to 33103, 33103. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com where you can follow me on social media. You can stream us live. You can do all of those things. Download the podcast. If you want the podcast, whatever you use for your podcast app, just search for The Weekend with Michael Brown, and you'll find it. So why do I keep saying that the Inflation Reduction Act is also going to kill eagles? Well, because one of the things that they're doing in this bill, besides, I mean, they're spending money. That's what this bill does. The Inflation Reduction Act spends money, and somehow spending money is supposed to reduce inflation. This, is, again, is the kind of Orwellian bullcrap that we've got to deal with every single day coming out of D.C., and it just drives me nuts. You know what? There's another reason why it drives me nuts besides just being stupid Orwellian. And that is, it shows how little respect that most, either two things, the little respect that they have for most Americans, because they think you're just dumb and you don't get it. And two, it irritates me because, well, there are a lot of Americans that are just dumb and they don't get it. So either way, it drives me crazy. One, because there are dumb Americans that don't get it. And two, they know there are dumb Americans that don't get it. So we've talked before about wind energy. Now, I don't know where you live, if you have any wind turbines, windmills. You know, it's funny, everybody talks about windmills as being this great new thing. Well, when I was growing up as a kid, every rancher had a windmill on his ranch somewhere so that he had water to take care of his cattle on the ranch. And kids, we would always find these windmills, and, well, Some of them, some kids may have gone skinny dipping. I don't know anything about it, but they may have. But it takes fossil fuels to produce the wind energy developments that the scientists say could lead to 20,000 golden eagle deaths over a 10-year period. That is equal to roughly 50% of the golden eagle species population, which is about 40,000. According to the Associated Press, and they're citing a U.S. Geological Survey study. So the expansion of wind power, which is a key component of this whole idea of moving to green energy, is a key part of Biden's agenda that seeks to replace fossil fuels with green energy sources like wind turbines in order to achieve a net zero carbon emission economy by 2050, which is getting close to only being about 27 years away. You cannot get from point A to point B, from where we are today to point B, which is zero emissions, without several things happening, including the killing of about almost 50% of the golden eagle population. Why suddenly is it okay to kill the golden eagles? I'm talking golden eagles, not bald eagles. The USGS survey says there's about 40,000 in this country, and they estimate that about 20,000 deaths over a 10-year period, which is 50% of the existing population. And somehow that's okay? Can we get PETA on the line? PETA, hello. Are you aware of this? But I want to think about the whole concept of wind energy. You know, where I grew up, in the Oklahoma Panhandle, wind was just a natural part of everyday living. And the days that the wind didn't blow was a day that we all recognized because we walked outside or we went to school. You know, we walked uphill both directions to school. And we got outside, and the wind wasn't blowing. And that was a glorious day. In Colorado, where I'm broadcasting from right now, in Denver, the wind doesn't always blow. In fact, when I drive outside Colorado where some of the wind farms are, more often than not, those wind turbines are not turning. And even some days when there's wind, they're not turning. And there's a whole host of reasons for that, but nonetheless, they are not producing energy almost every single time, and I know it's anecdotal, but almost every single time that I go by them, they're not producing any energy. They're not producing any electricity. But even when they are, it takes fossil fuels for them to do that. It takes fossil fuels to manufacture them. It takes fossil fuels for the gigantic batteries that you see on top of them to store what energy they can store. It also takes all these rare earth minerals to create those batteries. And then you have to transfer that power from the windmill to a substation before it can go from the substation to your house, and you have all the loss of energy going from the windmill to your plug in your wall. All of that takes fossil fuels. So we are insultingly asked to believe that these wind turbines are going to help also improve the weather. Huh? Improve the weather? I think their actual purpose is just to launder taxpayer money to pay off a bunch of Democratic campaign donors, which is a form of corruption perfected by Biden's mentor Obama. Remember, government officials collect Golden Eagle death numbers via an online system used by government agencies, companies, scientists, tribes, private groups, all according to Associated Press. But officials are refusing to reveal exactly how many eagles are killed by wind farms, arguing that it is critical law enforcement information? How's that? But here's the other thing about government spending. Most of the money that's in this bill, the 740, 750, whatever it is, billion, who's counting? It's a quarter of a trillion dollars. Most of that money's going to non-government organizations for words like environmental justice, whatever the hell that means. In fact, I'd be curious. Text to me, 33103, what you think environmental justice means. You see, what happens is most of the money is not directly spent by, say, the Department of Agriculture or the Department of Energy. No, it's spent in the form of grants, which again is another form of transfer. So they collect all this money, they get, or they put it on the credit card, and then they transfer that money to what are called NGOs, non-government organizations. And those NGOs take those grants, and then they use the grant to pay salaries and benefits, to put together, you know, programs, to go out and teach rugrats in school about how evil fossil fuels are. That's what the money's being spent on. Even Joe Manchin, who was all for all of this spending, even Joe Manchin admitted at one point that it wasn't really going to do everything that they were claiming that it was going to do. Joe Manchin is getting, again, this is the way Washington works. Joe Manchin said no, 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 no 1,000 times. And then he finally said yes at one point. Now, why would he say yes at one point? Because he was getting something in exchange for his vote on this bill. Again, that's how Washington works. Joe Manchin was playing a really great game. It's kind of funny because he admits,
is it misleading to call this the Inflation Reduction Act for Americans when it's not going to make their grocery bill cheaper? It's not going to make everyday goods cheaper for them.
Well, immediately it's not, but we never seen anything happen immediately. Like today, it's turn the switch on and off.
Oh, so it's not going to help immediately. I wish the reporter would have asked, rather than saying, you know, there's nothing in this bill that's going to lower grocery prices, lower gas bills, going to do anything, so it's not going to reduce inflation. So, you know, why did you vote for this? And his response is, well, we never said it was going to happen immediately. Well, actually, you kind of did. You actually kind of claimed that we had to pass this bill in order to stop inflation. And in order to stop inflation, which is caused by excessive government spending, you're going to engage in more excessive government spending. Here's what Joe Manchin got. And here is what I find so ironic or disgusting. I'm not sure what you want to call it. You know, Joe Manchin is the senior U.S. Senator from West Virginia. West Virginia is a coal mining state. in this legislation, in this bill that is supposed to get us to zero carbon emissions by 2025 or whatever, or 2050, are subsidies for the coal industry. Because they know that they still need coal-powered power plants to produce the electricity that we need for all the EV vehicles they want to sell. In the upper Midwest and on the Great Plains right now, today, gigantic coal-powered plants are being built. Why are they being built right now? Because there is not enough electricity generated by the green alternatives to guarantee that we have enough electricity to power, well, rolling blackouts in California. They're talking about preserving power in Texas because of a heat wave. Oh, it's August. It's hot in Texas. Color me shocked. So at the same time that they're telling us that we don't have a sufficient grid to provide for all of the electricity that we need to run all the EVs they want us to buy, we're building coal power plants. And Joe Manchin's coal industry is getting subsidies for that coal. This is what you call crony capitalism. Now, I support the coal industry just as I support the, you know, nuclear industry. I support the oil and gas industry. And quite frankly, I support solar and wind. If, and here's a big if those products are manufactured, produced, transported, and used in the United States. I don't support it if we're going to use tax dollars to subsidize the manufacturing of these wind turbines and solar panels in communist China. But guess what, kids? Guess what, you goobers? That's what we're doing. Yeah, the Inflation Reduction Act that wants to build all the windmills, that wants to build all of the, you know, the stupid green energy stuff everywhere, it's going to China. It's going to a country that wants to take over Taiwan to control all the chip manufacturing, or 90% of the chip manufacturing in the world, which means they would control virtually all aspects of our lives. That's the Inflation Reduction Act in a nutshell. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't help. It hurts. And it hurts dramatically. It hurts drastically. It's going to cost all of us. You know, the number of small businesses that are taxed out of existence to pay for useless wind turbines are also going to be suppressed as critical law enforcement information, which is what they claim is the information about the number of golden eagles killed. There is zero chance, in my opinion, that wind turbines are going to meet more than a small fraction of our energy needs, much less stop the climate from fluctuating the way it always has and always will, in my opinion. Geologically and historically, we know that this climate has always changed and it always will. And we think that windmills or the solar panels are going to change that? We've got to be out of our minds. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103, or go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com to follow me on social media. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Now, I'm one of the lucky 25% of Americans with more than $500 in savings right now. But I had a real problem. I was getting hit by people wanting to sell me shiny new investments I didn't understand. ETFs or coins that were going to the moon. I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like my feet on the ground and my investments. When I spoke to the team at Noble Gold, they didn't boast that anything was going into orbit. They told me that my money would do better than inflation, and with precious metals or a gold IRA, I would actually get real gold and not a certificate. That sounds more like it, huh? If you've been thinking of precious metals, Noble Gold has just won the top pick for IRA providers out of 18 in the Consumer Affairs rankings. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10th ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. This gift
product is for qualified IRA rollovers only. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hey, all you viewers, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 33103 and go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com to follow me on social media and to stream us live and to get the podcast. So I said at the end of that last segment that the climate has changed, and it always has, and it's pretty arrogant, I think, of mankind to think that somehow we can alter the effect that the sun, or for that matter, solar winds, or anything else has on this planet. Does the burning of fossil fuels, or just the existence of humans on the planet, affect the climate to some degree? I think you'd be insane to admit that it doesn't, to say that it doesn't. Because I think that it does. But is it such a drastic emergency that if we don't do something, we're all going to perish, we're all going to die? Well, guess what? You've heard of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, right? The IPCC? That's the big group that drives all of this world global agenda about climate change. Well, the scientists that are working on their latest report have been urged to cover up, the fact that the world's temperature has not risen for the past 15 years. 15 years. Someone leaked a copy of this report. It's been compiled by, now, I want you to think about this, because remember, the claim is 98%, it's like a commercial for toothpaste. 99% of dentists agree. Well, 99% of scientists agree. Well, someone leaked a copy of the report. It was compiled by hundreds of scientists, which means not all scientists. It shows that politicians in certain countries have expressed concerns about the final draft because it shows indeed that the world's temperature, the Earth's temperature, has not risen for the last 15 years. Well, guess which countries are raising concerns about it? Belgium, Germany, Hungary, and the United States. Huh. Interestingly, missing from that report is China. They must not care. But here's what you need to know about the report. It's 6 years of work by the IPCC. The IPCC is seen as the world's foremost authority on the extent of climate change and what is causing it. That's what almost every country that has a green agenda follows. But the leaked documents, as reported by the Associated Press, they've seen the report, show that there are serious concerns among politicians, not the scientists, but the politicians, about a lack of global warming over the past 15 years. Germany actually asked that references to the slowdown in warming be deleted. You know why? Because they said looking at a time span of just 10 or 15 years was misleading. Well, that's interesting, because if you break down climate change in 10 or 15 year increments, it means that we've been going through cooling, warming, and cooling periods for just about every 10 to 15 year period going back for the past 45 or 50 years. Belgium objected to using 1998 as the starting year because that was an especially warm year, so that makes the graph look flat. Oh, so we can change what it looks like depending on what where you put the graph's beginning and ending points. The bottom line is the scientists, all of these experts that we're supposed to look to, all the experts that keep telling us exactly what we're supposed to think about this are all saying, oh, yeah, you know, since 1993, 1994, 95, give or take a few years, there's been no perceptible warming of the Earth during that time. That's their own scientists. That's the UN scientists. That's not the group of scientists over here that are doing the peer review. Those are the source documents that say we can't find it anywhere. You see, it's changing, it always has, and it always will. So why don't we just chill out about it? We're not all going to die. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'm coming right back.
Is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional with My Computer Career. IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You can have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.